Journalists working in Iraq say U.S. authorities have placed stricter restrictions on their access to information, particularly if it's not favorable to the U.S. effort there. According to an article in this week's Newsweek magazine, the relationship between the press and the Bush administration has worsened in the months of the U.S. involvement in Iraq. American officials accuse reporters of reporting only news of death and destruction, while ignoring favorable developments since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. Is it getting harder to report on events in Iraq?
It is in some ways. There are restrictions on going into hospitals. You are told now that you need coalition authority permission to get in. But it's also possible to talk your way past the guards late at night. It's harder now to get in to see Iraqi officials in their ministries than it used to be. You used to be able to walk in any time you wanted. You can't do that now. It's also harder to go and report on soldiers. You can't just walk into a unit and go talk to people. You have to get permissions. But I think this goes more to the point of what the Newsweek article talked about. Last week, Don Evans, the Secretary of the Commerce, was out here, and he was touting the new Iraqi currency, and there was a media event, and everyone was invited to take pictures of it and report on it. After the event was over, he hopped on the press bus, and he said to the press that the American people have a far different view of this place than the reality we all know is here. And he called on the press that day to report what they really are seeing. And you got the idea from that comment that he does believe that we're not looking at any of the good news, and he was urging us to do so. And it was a real message from the Bush administration to tell the truth as they see it in Washington.
How long had he been in the country?
About 24 hours. And most of the officials who come here actually don't stay here. Most of them stay in Kuwait. So I think we do see a different reality than some of the congressional delegations and some of the officials who come here.
Are there formal restrictions being placed on reporters?
They aren't formal. In fact, every day there's an off-the-record briefing that is conducted by a civilian from the coalition and from military, and they go over the numbers of the day, and we can ask questions about anything we want. Where you see the restriction coming in is they will tell you each day how many events that the opposition carried out, you know, 25, 50, but there's no details about that. And for months now, the coalition has not talked about American soldiers who are wounded. There's never an official number of soldiers who are wounded. If it happens while soldiers are killed, you'll know about it. But any event that just is wounding, we don't know. That is very hard information to get, and the Pentagon has been very careful about keeping that number as an ambiguous number for us.
What have you witnessed the attack?
Well, that's not often. However, it has happened in the past couple of days that when television reporters in particular get to the scene of those attacks, more often they are either held in detention by coalition forces or their tapes are taken away. I think that there is much more sensitivity to the pictures of those attacks than there has been in the last couple of months.
Do you know of journalists being denied information?
Well, that's impossible to know because no one says you can't. They find ways to tell you. But oftentimes here what will happen is you'll ask for a number, how many jobs, what's the dollar value of a project. And an American from the coalition will say, ask the Iraqis. But when you go to ask the Iraqis, they say, ask the Americans. So you get into this circle of trying to find out information, and nobody will tell you. They just send you to ask somebody else.
The Iraqis aren't easier to get by than American, U.S.-led coalition authorities?
Well, they shrug their shoulders and they say, we're not in charge here. It's the Americans who are in charge, so you have to go ask them. And oftentimes, for example, if you walk into a police station and you want to interview the chief of police, you do have to ask the coalition soldier who's on duty there. And sometimes Iraqi police find that very embarrassing. They don't like it that we have to go and ask permission to talk to them. That wasn't true a couple of months ago. You could go in and talk to them with ease. It's not so true now.
So you get the idea that they're trying to put the best face on things in Iraq?
Well, Bob, that's their job, and they are doing it in every briefing every day. There is a way to look at what we're seeing and see the positive in it. It is true that things are getting better in many spheres, but insecurity, it is still troublesome here. Every day there are soldiers killed, and we include that in our reports. Most newscasts have those figures every day. So there's still a sense back home that Iraq is a dangerous place.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.